So let's imagine a scenario to dig a bit deeper into the problems of antibody detection. You're in northern Ethiopia and there's an outbreak of visceral leishmaniasis detected by an RK28 antibody detection-based RDT. So all of a sudden you have a lot of RDT positive cases. But the patients do not respond to treatment. And then you send the patient to the reference hospital and they do splenic aspiration and they do not find parasites in the patient. What happened? Why do you think all these antibody detection RDTs were positive? Take some notes and we will discuss this in the live session.